Hi. What's happening?
I don't know. It's December.
Blech. The time of cold and sad and dark.
Unless you're in the southern hemisphere.
Hey, happy summer.
Hey. Happy summer.
Down under.
Then it's even worse because it's all hot.
Yeah. Summer's bad too.
Everything's bad, I guess.
No, fall is good.
Yeah.
Spring is good.
Yeah. Spring's okay.
Spring is better than winter and summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us
on We Talkin' Seasons.
Yeah. Lukewarm feelings about seasons.
In French, it's saison.
What do you call it when it's the spices?
Oh, a seasoning?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's true. Well, those are also seasons.
I don't know.
Anyway. Nailing it.
Cool.
This is hysterical history. I'm Alexis.
I'm Haley.
And today,
we're going to talk about giant woman.
Oh.
Boudica.
Yeah.
Or Boudica.
She's a giant woman?
Yeah, she's like 11 feet tall.
Oh.
12 feet tall, 18 feet tall.
I feel like you're lying.
I mean, prove me wrong.
Prove me wrong. Do it. I mean, I didn't do the research, so I can't prove me wrong.
Yeah, she's like 20 feet tall.
Mm. 30. It's weird. It keeps getting bigger every maybe time
like,
you say.
Maybe like 30 feet tall.
You're like the sources I read about the like molasses flood. Like, it's 25 feet. It's 35 feet. Yeah. It's 40 feet.
She's probably like the size of a 40-foot
molasses
building.
Flood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Building. I don't know. Maybe a molasses flood. She's like, sweep. She'll kill you. Mm.
She'll drown you
she'll
in sadness.
She'll straight up murder you.
Sweet.
And everyone you know. And it's great. You'll kind of like it.
Sounds fun.
Anyway.
Just like dying in molasses.
Just like dying in molasses.
It's scary, but it's also sweet. And fun.
And fun. You'll love it.
Oh, gosh.
But, yeah, she's like 100 feet tall and, like,
okay.
Beautiful red hair down to her butt. Nice. And she has, like, a cape and a golden necklace. Mm. And
she's going to give me a quest?
No.
She's a boss?
She's the boss.
The boss or a mini boss?
She's the boss.
Oh.
She's the boss. The Boudica boss. Mm-hmm. I was looking up how to, like, pronounce her name.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of things about her we don't really know. Mm-hmm. But one person was like, it's like bow and arrow, Boudica. But
sure.
Then, like, no one says that. It was all like Boudica.
Yeah.
So, who knows?
It's like Governor Morris.
Is it?
They were trying to make me pronounce it Gouverneur.
No way
so
in hell.
Yes, it is.
No way in hell.
Or Gouverneur. And I was like, no.
Nah.
I won't do it.
She's at least like 200 feet tall.
Okay.
She can
move on.
She can deadlift like any two random men.
Tell me something about her
pick.
In history.
you could possibly name. She can just deadlift them straight up. And she doesn't even care. She's like, whatever.
Okay.
These boys, it's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the point is, we don't know a whole lot about her.
Yeah. She's old.
She's old. And what we do know is, like, what two Roman dudes wrote down about her.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can't trust them.
And she's not Roman.
Oh, yeah. Then you really, really can't trust anything they say.
She's, like, super not Roman. she is a British royal,
okay.
I suppose, kind of before the idea, you know,
before Britain.
Before England co-opted the word Britain.
Okay.
And made it like, wait, it's like Britannia. And they're like, no, it's going to be like the Empire.
Yeah.
And it's going to be mostly us. And also F the rest of you.
Also the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah. So she's like a million Encyclopedia Britannicas stood up like end to end. That's how tall she is.
I see.
It's amazing. And then her hair is, like, so red. It's, like, flame. And
is she
like,
from...
You're so beautiful.
Like, those islands, then?
Or is those she from... islands. She from those islands.
Well, I didn't want to say England because it's not England at the time.
She is from Britain.
Where is it?
So it would be, like, East Anglia right now.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, like, it's north northeast of London.
Okay.
I mean... Britannia is what it used to be. It used to be Britain, that island. I don't know if they would include the Ireland island.
The Ireland.
In that. But Britons are like the old people that used to be there, the Celts.
Ah. The old people.
English as like a thing doesn't exist until like the 500s,
right?
600s,
yeah.
And she lives from like 2030 AD to like 60 AD.
Okay.
She early.
Wait, what?
2030
AD to 60?
No, 20 or 30.
Oh, 20 or 30.
Yeah.
I was like, we're going back in time.
No, okay. She's from the future.
What?
She's actually a space princess.
Of course she is.
She's a million feet tall.
Uh-huh.
And it's great.
Okay.
Literal queen. So this is when Rome is on the island. Mm-hmm. It's old, old. If you've watched our episodes on Nero and Locusta, it's like then.
Okay.
It's that times.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Yay.
You know, and
super
Rome.
Super old.
Rome is always fun to talk about.
Yeah.
Especially when you're talking about someone who's not Roman.
Yep. Like with Vikings.
So, yeah, there's lots we don't know about her. We don't know, like, when she was born. Everyone just kind of guesses it's somewhere between 20 to 30.
Yeah. 10 years isn't really a guess.
No, it's like, I mean, it's probably...
That's like just trying to guess how old your mom is. You're like,
right.
I think she's like 40-ish.
She was born in the 30s, maybe, 20s.
Whatever.
Who knows? We don't know where she was born. We don't know,
why.
Like, or why.
Why was she born?
Why was she born?
Why are any of us born? We just go on a tangent about existentialism.
Why? What is she? Who is she? Who is she really?
How is she?
Like,
how's she doing?
What does she feel about herself?
Yeah.
And what she's done?
We don't
Who
know.
Are you? It's like the beginning of her interview.
Yeah, exactly.
She's like, I'm a billion feet tall. I don't have to answer this.
Yeah.
I'm a spaceship.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
I'm a spaceship. She's not a princess anymore. She's a ship.
She's transcended humanity. Okay. She ain't got time for you. We don't even know if, like, Boudica is her name or if that's a title or
does it mean something?
They think, like, the root of it in the old languages means victorious.
Okay.
So her name's kind of like Victoria.
Okay.
But, you know, Celtic.
Or like Nike.
Yeah. Of course, the English would never say so because they have a Victoria queen and they like to, like,
use her. Their queens.
They like to have
queens.
That connection.
Yeah.
She's like Nike. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Just murder them.
Yeah,
it's fine.
She inspired the Nike theme.
Yeah, she inspired the Nike theme who inspired the British Empire.
There you go.
Later.
Just do it.
Thousands of years later, they're like, we should just kill them.
That's right.
You know, just like she did.
We should
murder everyone. So there's stories of her, like, sacrificing to the female god, Andraste, being like, woman to woman, let's get this done.
Nice.
But, like, we don't know if she was a druidess or, like, a priestess or, like, what her deal was. Because everything's from these Roman dudes. Like, what do they know?
Nothing.
They weren't there.
They're like, I hear she's into some goddess or whatever. Anyway.
Yeah. She's like a barbarian and she's terrible.
You know those people who like dance naked with blood on them in the woods? She's one of those.
She's like one of those. You've heard the stories.
You know.
You've like all heard it. But the two historians, and you've heard their name before, if you've watched, listened to those episodes, mm-hmm. are Cassius Dio and Tacitus.
I do remember their names.
You do remember the names. Dio is much later. He's like 150 years in the future, so he has some distance.
We're less trusting of him.
Less trusting. But Tacitus has a father-in-law who's like on the island, like as a governor, like working there. So he has personal skin in the game to make Rome look as good as possible.
Right. He's got a closer connection, but also a primo bias.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're both, like, not Britons. They're not even, like, from Gaul. They're very, like, Roman.
Right. I would mention, I was playing a dating, you know, novel game thingy on my phone, and one of them they have now is you get to be, like, in Roman times from Gaul. Uh-huh. And then I was like, oh, does that mean I'm French? And Haley's like, I mean, I guess kind of. And I'm like, I'm French. Yes.
I mean, I you're from there.
All I can hear in my head is one of my old professors telling me, like, being so excited to talk to us about Charles de Gaulle and how he was the first president of France. Yeah. And his name means of Gaul. And the land of Gaul is France. And he's like, isn't it cool?
Do you get it?
And even I was like, yeah.
Do you get it?
Even obsessed with France as I am, I was like, uh-huh, it's very cool. Anyway. And then I flew into the Charles de Gaulle airport when I went to Paris.
And you're like, do you get it? It means France!
I'm yelling,
do you get it?
To French people.
Do you know where you are? Charles de Gaulle of Gaul. Do you understand?
He's the Gaul boy.
There's so many layers. You're in an onion of meaning.
Of fate.
Of fate.
The fate onion.
If you could change your fate onion...
Would you? Just pull off a new layer.
Just pull off a new layer. It's a whole new onion.
Anyway.
She's a quadrillion foot onion.
Fate onion.
Fate onion.
Yeah.
Fate onion.
She's going to change some fates.
Yeah. She was the queen of the Iceni, an ancient British tribe.
They sound so cute.
I know.
Iceni.
So one YouTube comment was like, it's pronounced Iceni. I'm like, you are on a YouTube video.
Bleh.
Everyone calls it Iceni because no one is Latin anymore.
All I can think about is that one comment I told you before when I was listening to Phantom of the Opera song, and someone was like, this is my favorite opera. And then someone was like, it's not an opera, it's a musical about an opera, you ignorant swine.
That's the best YouTube comment.
And I was like, amazing.
They're not wrong.
People take musicals very seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, don't F up on those videos.
They do. And so Boadicea's claim to fame is that she nearly drives the Romans out of Britain.
Yay.
Like, nearly. All the way.
How can you nearly drive them out of Britain?
But Haley, how can you nearly?
And then she pulls up her head.
Like this.
And you're like,
oh my gosh, she's so metal.
It's so scary.
She might have, though. I was reading a lot about how the Celts were super into headhunting and beheading people.
Nice.
The head was like the center of the soul and like, like the heart and everything important.
That's smart.
So they would.
They like knew some stuff.
So they would like cut people's heads off and like, you know, sling them around their horses and, like, put them up on the walls and be like, hey, you see this head I got?
You see my heads?
Have you seen my heads?
And they're like,
ooh. Like, nice.
Yeah.
Nice collection of heads.
And then people
come
in from out of town and are like, ooh, barbarians.
Ooh, you're really gross.
Scary.
Oh, you're, like, really gross. It's like, you're Roman. You've done, like, so much worse.
Whatever.
Shut up.
Don't pretend like you're civilized.
Caligula was, like, two emperors ago.
So you need to zip it.
You need to settle down. So
Caligula was two emperors ago. What a good measurement for how bad Rome is doing.
And your current one is Nero, so shut up.
Sit down.
So sit down, John.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the scariest thing to happen to Rome since Hannibal.
Fun.
I should say she's the scariest thing to happen to Rome
before Hannibal.
That isn't a Roman emperor.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They do save some of their best work for themselves.
Yes.
Caligula.
We're going to have to actually have an episode about him sometime, probably.
But I'm sure the listeners know the name.
Yeah, you should.
He doesn't.
It should fill you with disgust.
You should be like, ooh, I don't like feel good.
You should be like, ooh, his name sounds like a disease. It's for a reason.
It feels like squiggly and kind of puke yellow if it had a color.
Yeah.
There's like maggots on it.
It feels like yellow bile is his prominent yellow bile feature.
He's probably all up on that yellow bile is the thing. So this, the bulk of the story takes place in like years 60 to 61.
Okay.
So Nero is in power. He lives like 7 more years than Boudica does.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure he kills his mom in like 59.
Sure.
So that's about where we are in the Nero timeline.
Mom is dead.
Mom's dead. Sad. Which Agrippina the Younger is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And poisoned a lot of dudes to get where she was. See our episode on Locusta for more information.
There you go.
So when Rome invades Britain properly, like, Julius Caesar kind of, like, dips his toe in, but it's terrible and he doesn't do very well. And that's in, like, the 50s BC. But Claudius, the guy before Nero, really pushes in, like, in the 40s. CE.
I remember Claudius.
Remember Claudius and how he, like, did nothing? This is one of the things he did do.
It also just makes me immediately think of Shakespeare.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Claudius.
Oh, Claudius.
It's never a good time with you.
You never make the good decision, do you?
Nope.
Like, really, all that he's really known for is, like, the people he's related to. Oh, well. So when the Romans get into Britain, her husband and her tribe, the Iceni, they basically side with Rome. They're like, we'll voluntarily side with you. We've like had to battle with you guys before.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of work, so we'll ally with you. So we get your protection and I get to be in charge. Your husband's name is Prasutagus.
Gross.
Yeah, it's not fun to say in the mouth.
It's not got a good mouth feel.
The good news is he's going to die soon, so we won't have to talk about him.
Oh, sorry. I was distracted because I was looking up who had the dog named Boudica, and it was Laura, who sent us an email. Oh, hi, Laura. Gosh. I hope your dog enjoys this episode about them.
Baby Boudica.
Aw, baby.
Little puppy baby.
Get Mama to give you a tweet.
Aw, my sweetie. So the problem arises when Prasutagus dies, which is in the year 60-ish, you know.
Bye.
It sparks everything off and everyone gets really mad.
Yay.
There's two problems. Because he decides to make the transition of power as seamless as possible. He'll make like a show of good faith and he'll give half of everything to Nero, the emperor of Rome.
Okay.
It's like, so Rome, look, you get half of, like, all the stuff.
Yeah.
So, look, it's like tribute.
Sure.
And then half goes to his heirs.
Mm.
And those two problems are his heirs, his kids, because they're both girls.
Uh-oh.
He has two daughters.
That's not what you're allowed to do.
And Rome.
Women can't own things.
Rome's like.
Gross.
So grossed out by that.
Yeah.
They're so like, no, it's not going to
happen. Why are you doing this?
That's not going to happen.
No way.
Not going to let it happen, even a little bit. So they basically take it over as like a slave province.
Cool.
It's like, you were our client, like, satellite colony tribe, and you were our allies, but we're going to go in and, like, sack the hell out of your town.
It's just not okay.
It's pretty rude.
Right. I love that, like, in later time, once we're like, you know what, there should be rules for this.
Yeah.
That, like, all I can think of is, like, Hitler marching through Belgium and Belgium going, hey! That's not fair!
Aren't there, like, rules about this?
We're neutral! Get out of here! And he just punches him in the face. I don't care. Screw your rules.
No one likes you.
I hate Jews.
Yeah.
But right now, there aren't any rules anyway. It's wild, wild west. Pew, pew.
It's like there are rules, but like Rome makes all of them.
Yeah. And it's like, if you make the rules, you can break the rules. You can just change it.
It's like, rule now is that I get to punch you in the face.
And it's like etiquette rules more than anything. It's not like that's against the Geneva Convention. I know. It's like, that's not a cool thing to do. That's against our, like, hair, you know, our, yeah. like, feelings.
It's against, like, the moral code of living.
Yeah.
In this world. And they're like, sucks to be you.
And then Rome's like, whatever.
Tough titty. That's literally what they say. However you say that in Latin, that's what they say. Tough titty.
Look it up.
Look it up. So it's kind of sad. I imagine, I was wondering when I was reading up on Boudica.
Yeah.
Like, is this before or after Agrippina?
Right.
Is alive, and it's like, she's dead, so she's rolling in her grave. Mm. But Rome is, like, especially not about women leaders.
Yeah.
Now, but it's just, like, one more thing. They're like, oh, I mean, it's one thing to have a group of savages out there in the wild, but to be ruled by women,
that's... But women get to be in charge.
That's too much.
They can't handle it.
And they make some excuse about money, too. Uh-huh.
Like, you owe us money
or
something.
Yeah, like, we... sent you a whole bunch of money that you didn't need, and now we
we want it back.
Now we want it back.
And it's like, what?
What? What are you doing?
You can't ask for gifts back.
Stop it.
I decided you're not worth that gift. Give it back.
So they ignored the will, and they annexed the tribe and the kingdom, and they used the daughters and the debt collecting as excuses, and it's terrible. They go into houses, they grab valuables, they take all the men and put them into slavery. Mm. They rape the two daughters, and then they have Boudica flogged.
Great.
And they're Romans, so they're like the nasty little flogs that have bits of bone and metal on the end. Ugh.
It's very not cool.
She's like, hey, you shouldn't rape
it's
my
It's like what
kids.
They used on Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's their style.
Mm-hmm. Rip the back flesh off.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It's super cool.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. And they're like, you should be glad we're not killing your daughters. You're
yeah,
welcome.
Yeah, we're not crucifying her.
You're welcome.
Chill out.
Like, can you just settle down? And this is just... just a matter of course. Like, we have this information from the Romans writing about the incident.
Wasn't it fun when we tortured her?
I was reading some analysis of the writing, and they're like, it's Tacitus who's going into the most detail. Because, you know, Dio's not there.
Right.
He's not freaking there. He's basically writing fan fiction.
Yeah.
But Tacitus doesn't go into a whole lot of detail into, like, the rapes or the flogging. And it's like, he seems like he's really uncomfortable. It's probably because he is.
Yeah. It's because it's, like, not the cooliest thing to do.
They, like, went in and raped some virgins who were royal. And it's like, that's kind of gross.
That's
even,
not okay.
Even for Romans, that's kind of gross.
Pretty messed up.
But he writes, kingdom and household alike were plundered like prizes of war. The one by Roman officers and the other by Roman slaves. As a beginning, the widow Boudica was flogged and their daughters raped. And this turns out to be the worst thing that they ever do in England.
Hmm. Impressive.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's the worst thing they ever do in England, because they're there for a couple hundred years.
Yeah.
They probably do something worse. But for the moment, that's like, aw, you hecked up.
It's hard to get that much worse right now.
Yeah, it's definitely pretty bad, because Boudica's like, well, F these guys.
Yeah.
So they retreat into the woods, and she gathers up all of the people around, all the different tribes that are like, we really hate the Romans. She's like, I do too.
Samesies.
Samesies, bro.
They're gross.
Let's kill them all. And they're like, hell yeah.
Yay.
So they gather up, like, all of these disaffected tribes. There's a huge general feeling of dissatisfaction with Roman rule.
I mean, I wonder why.
It's so strange.
It's almost like they don't care about us.
It's almost like they don't want the invaders on the island. Very weird. Mm. Some numbers for, I mean, again, everything I say is like with an asterisk. It's like the Romans say that this is happened.
Of course.
But they say that the numbers that she gathers up are around 120,000 people, which is a lot.
Yes.
Like Like, I think 100,000 is like a packed full football stadium.
Yeah. I mean, well, especially for the time, that's a butt ton of people.
That's a lot of people to just be like, hey, neighbors, want to go cause some trouble? Yeah, and they're
in one location.
Sure.
Since we don't have, like, cities in the same way that we do now.
And they all say, Boudica should be our leader. And she's like, let's do it.
Well, who wouldn't say that? She's 1,000 feet tall.
Yeah, at least. I mean, that's going down. That's the low end estimate. So her hair's got to be at least like 800 feet.
You don't want her long. To whip her hair back and forth.
She'll whip it and she'll just like smother like all of Wales.
Yeah.
Wales is gone.
Goodbye. I mean, goodbye. We didn't need it. Shout out to you, Wales.
Aw, Wales. No, Wales is good.
I'm like 3% Welsh. Have a good time.
Having a good time.
Woo!
And they're super smart about it. They wait until the governor of Britannia, Suetonius Paulinus, is away in Wales, smacking down, like, one of the last strongholds of Druids.
Smack!
Yeah. Smack! Gonna murder. She's like, I'll smack you. Smack you right in your dick. But he's up in northern Welsh coast dealing with Druids. So, like, all of the southern part of Britannia is, like, totally undefended.
Free reign.
It's like, so let's go cause some trouble. And they do. They gather forces and they go to Camulodunum. Whoa. Camulodunum?
It sounds like medicine.
Yeah.
Take two Camulodunums.
Camulodunum. 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 It's one of the...
Camulodunum.
It's one of the possible real-life locations of, like, Camelot.
Maybe, oh, cool.
Maybe one of the...
That makes sense.
One it of the inspirations. Because like it's, like, the oldest, like, city proper, or at least for Romans.
Sweet.
On the island, like, the big first city.
That's right where I would go, then, to cause trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's where modern-day Colchester is.
Okay.
Possible inspiration for Camelot. It's the most established Roman city. Like, London's only 15 years old right now.
Right.
It's like...
Oh, little baby.
It's a little baby, like, little marsh city. No one cares about it.
Swampland.
So, in Camelot, there's mostly retired soldiers and, like, big wigs, and it's, like, a big country club. For all the kinds of people that raped her kids.
Yeah, and they're like, you can't come in here. You're dirty.
She's like, let's go there. And
then she and her team put on, like, really ugly golfing outfits.
Yeah.
And they go.
That would be amazing.
Just like we're going to.
Oh, my gosh.
Haley and I have a plan to go golfing sometime. And, like, to find the ugliest, like, plaid and, like, the worst colors we could possibly wear.
Pastel and neon.
Yeah. But, like, all the actual, like, normal golfing attire just in the ugliest colors possible. Mm-hmm. And then to go out there and golf. And neither of us really know how to golf, so.
Yeah. We're just going to be there to look good.
Yeah. And and say four and look like we're looking for the ball when it hasn't moved.
Four.
Four.
And clap politely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what they do. 120,000 people. 120,000 native Britons are like, oh, good shot. Mm. Politely clapping.
In their neon.
Yeah, in their neon clothes. So the tribe, I don't know, basically they just destroy the whole city.
I mean, who wouldn't?
No one.
Yeah.
No one wouldn't.
Everyone would.
Of course you would. But they kill everyone. It's a total sweep. Men, women, children, soldiers, civilians.
Oh, straight up extermination.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that sends the real message.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do.
There's a couple of them try to hold out in a temple. Because that's the city. They build like a temple to Claudius.
Oh.
And that's, like, especially burn that one down.
They especially burned it. They peed on the
and they peed the on remains. The corpses right in the eye holes. It was terrible. I know. But the town tries to send for reinforcements from a couple places.
They're like, help.
And
we're dying.
They get, like, London sends 200 people.
Nothing.
It's nothing.
They have thousands of people. You sent 200. Like, you sent good luck.
You sent like 200 slaves. They were probably unarmed because you're so stupid.
Like, have you ever heard of this, the 300 battle with Sparta? You can do it.
If they're like, you're fine, just go.
We're like, yeah, if you're good.
It's just a bunch of barbarians. You can do it.
Just a bunch of barbarians. They'll do anything to kill you. And that's the worst kind.
Like, tens of miles away, they can already hear the blood screams, and they're like, maybe this is a bad idea.
Time to go home. We couldn't find it.
We should leave this.
You should have drawn a better map. We don't know where it is.
We got lost.
We missed.
We ended up in Norway. We're really sorry.
It's really awkward.
It's really awkward. But the killings are described with gusto by the Romans.
Of course.
And they say Boudica and her army were extremely gruesome and just impaling people. They crucified people, boiled people alive, disemboweled them while they were still living.
Yikes.
And, you know, all the classics, all the fun ones.
Yeah, drawn and quartered people.
The greatest hits. Yeah. They put out a boombox and they're like, let's just get funky with it. Let's see where this goes.
Let's just do what we feel.
And of course the Roman historians are like, and did we mention they're beheading everyone and like using them to decorate their houses?
Did we mention they're making me cry at night?
It's super great.
In my bed.
One of the things they're really explicit about is that they will like cut off the breasts of noble women and like sew them to their mouth. So it looks like they're eating them.
It's really weird and gross.
Like, that seems like way too much effort for, like, a huge army that's just, like, going around burning everything.
I thought you were going to say they cut the breasts off the women and sew them on the men. And I was really excited about it. Because I was like, that's so funny.
I mean, that one's so much better.
Yeah.
Too, which makes me think the Romans did, like, make it up or they misheard it.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many better things you can do with the breast.
Right. That would have been hilarious.
Are you kidding
me? Like, even if it was your friends who were dead, you'd be like, that's kind of funny.
I know. You just gotta, like, put it on them when they're sleeping. They're like, look at this dude.
Like, your men are women, too. And you're like, huh.
Huh, now who's a woman? Oh.
Your dead corpse.
Anyway. So after Camelot, they move on to London.
Bye.
And it's round two.
And it's even crappier than the last place we destroyed, so I'm sure you'll do well.
K.O.
We already killed all 200 of your soldiers.
Yeah. And after that, they go to St. Albans, and they do the same.
Sweet.
It's just like...
take them down.
Just like a lawnmower going over all these... I know, it's really bad. One archaeologist compared it in scope to the ethnic cleansing in the Balkans.
Yikes.
Like, complete... destruction.
Yeesh.
They aren't taking prisoners.
And
they're
the Balkans
not,
are scary, dude.
Anytime you use the words ethnic cleansing, you're like, oh, it's serious.
Yeah, but when you said Balkans, I'm like,
no.
They hate each other until, like, I mean, I think still, but are still actively fighting until, like, the 1990s. You're like, aren't we done with wars now?
I thought we were done. I thought we finished this, like, 50 years ago.
I thought or hundreds of years ago. And it's like, no.
No.
It's not over.
There's still blood to be spilt.
People are still alive who are like, I'm mad. I'm going to kill you.
I haven't stopped being mad.
My grandfather told me you're evil.
But that's the level of, like, hate.
Yeah.
No prisoners. They're not doing it to, like, spook the Romans. Yeah. They're doing it for the explicit purpose of completely destroying everything Roman on the entire island.
I mean... that's how you gotta do it.
That's kind of how you gotta do
especially
it.
Especially with Rome.
They don't understand any other language than, like, complete massacre.
They won't bargain with you.
They won't.
See, and frickin' the Vikings knew that, too.
Yeah.
You should listen to our last episode about
you
Vikings.
You should. We're on, like, a Roman streak. So many of the houses in these cities, they're built of hardened clay and, like, hard timber.
Okay.
They're not super flammable.
Right.
But where Boudica has a will, she has a way. They call it the Boudican destructive layer or Boudica's destruction horizon.
Whoa. Somebody needs to make a band called Boudica's destruction horizon right now.
Super good. I would listen to
it. Or even just destruction horizon would also be a great name.
It'd be really good. And it refers to, if you dig underneath these cities, there's a layer in the geological record sometimes up to 30 centimeters thick, which is like almost a foot thick, in some places, of red clay and ash, just like a solid, like red, black, burnt layer, where she stomped these cities into nothing.
Amazing.
And it's like...
And you can see it in the ground
you can
still?
You can see it in the sedimentary layers.
That's so cool.
I'm like, you're so... Cool. That's like the most badass thing I've ever heard.
Can you imagine, like, if you didn't really know about that and you were just like on an archaeological dig and right. you're like, what is this death part?
Oh no.
And they're like, let me tell you.
Let me tell you what this lady did.
She put history in the ground, baby.
She made it permanent.
It's so cool.
It's really great.
That's badass.
It's famous for the, it's famous for just being like Boudicca's rage stripe.
I mean, yeah.
But, it's full of charred preservation of artifacts and furniture. They found like glass and beds, mattresses, wall plaster, tessellated floors, a few human bones with wounds, and even things like fruit, like dates and plums and stuff.
Oh, cool.
During an excavation in 2014 at Williams and Griffin on the High Street, a collection of gold and silver jewelry was discovered, buried in the floor of an old Roman building, where they think someone, like, hurriedly tried to bury their valuables.
Right.
So, like, they wouldn't find it. It's like, oh, honey, they don't care about that.
It doesn't matter. And also, you're dead.
Also, they don't care. But that's
cool, though. That's so recent.
It's recent. It's known as the Fenwick Treasure.
Oh.
And, yeah, they think, like, probably, like, some noble woman was like, oh, no, my rings.
Oh, my riches, they'll take them. And it's like, no.
And it's so great. All of these cities have statues in her honor, in Boudicca's honor.
Amazing.
I'm like, she destroyed you.
Yeah.
But whatever, dude.
I mean, she destroyed the Romans who lived there.
That's true.
The English people live there now, and they're like, she's the bay.
She's
the start of our queens.
Boudicca. She's awesome.
That's right.
Bow chicka wowdicka. So that governor that we mentioned, Suetonius Paulinus, who's up in Wales, remember him?
Yeah.
He gets word of what's going on when Boudicca's, like, on her way to London. So she still's got, like, when she still has, like, two cities to destroy, he's like, there's a rebellion going on.
Uh-oh.
You should get back there. You went away for, like, a week, and it's, everyone's dead.
Come back.
Like, everyone's dead.
Uh-oh.
But, actually, I gotta tell you about what happened in Wales that he saw.
Okay.
Like, up in North Wales. The spring of 61, I think. He's up at
and what a spring it was.
What a spring. Spring of death and murder.
61.
They,
just 61.
Just 61. He, describes... this is from Tacitus, who's describing this.
Mm-hmm.
But he's talking about how the Romans came up to this Druidic island, and the Romans get out of their boats on the shore, and they're wading up to the coastline, and they see a huge group of Druids on the shore, all dressed in black, just waiting for them.
Oh, that's not good.
And in front of them is a line of women bearing nothing but torches, lit torches.
It's bad.
And then they start advancing on the Romans in the surf, screaming like wild animals, like furies is what Tacitus says. And the Romans are so, like, unnerved, they just stop in the surf and, like, lower their weapons. They're like, what the F? This isn't normal.
That's how you get them with surprise.
With surprise. And it takes Paulinus a couple moments to be like, you freaking idiots, get your swords back
up. Fight them!
Go murder the people!
You dummies, this is your job!
And they come to their senses, and they slice through the women, and they slice through the druids, who aren't putting up much of a fight. And it's basically just, you know, like a little massacre on the beach.
Just a fun beach time, just a 61.
Fun, fun little beach party massacre.
Running into the water.
Beach party massacre would also be a fun band name.
It would.
So they're attacked, and they stand around, and then they realize that, like, they're standing on a pyre, basically.
Oh, no.
And one of the women who survived is running back with her torch.
Yeah.
Just
a big old pile of wood.
I read one comment that it was like, oh, so they weren't really dressed in black, they were doused in pitch, right? I'm like, ooh, that's a good point. So she lights all the people on fire.
The people they were just, like, they're allies.
All the druids.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she lights everyone on fire and everyone starts burning.
What in the hell, dude?
And the Romans are like, Jesus.
Jeebus.
Jeebus.
What's happening?
you know that guy we killed 50 years ago?
Jeebus.
Oh my gosh. What the hell?
All I can think of is loving Jesus legal yet?
No, it's not.
Not right now.
Don't do it.
Wait like 100 years.
And the Romans are like, we just participated in a mass human sacrifice. Whoops.
Yikes.
Because the Romans are really superstitious.
Right.
And they do believe in...
Even though they do horrible things constantly.
They do. I know, because they just want to be like ahead of the curve of horrible.
Yeah.
But in the Romans' eyes, like foreign gods are... as legitimate as their gods.
Well, they stole theirs from Greece.
Yeah, it's fine.
So they're all the same.
That's why they get so uppity when someone else is like, hey, what about this god? And they're like, no, your god's stupid.
No.
Our gods need to be powerful.
Right.
So after this, they're like, well, that probably doesn't bode well for, like, us here on this weird island.
That probably doesn't bodica well.
That doesn't probably bodica well. I know. But some weird stuff does happen, according to Tacitus, anyway. He says, for no reason at all, the Statue of Victory at Camulodunum, I always want to put another I in there.
It's fair.
Just fell down.
I mean, the British put extra I's in aluminum.
Aluminium. This is for aluminium.
Camulodunum.
The Statue of Victory fell down with its back turned, as though it was fleeing the enemy.
That's awesome.
Delirious women were chanting about destruction at hand. This is like before all the bad stuff started happening. They cried out that the local, that everything was bad. The theater was echoing with shrieks that, like, no one could find the source of.
People were just weird.
The Thames supposedly ran blood red.
Mm.
The body started, like, washing up on shore.
Good.
They're like, that's probably fine.
Why is the river red today?
I don't know. That's weird.
Strange.
So Paulinus marches south.
Oh, I mean, he needs to. Everything's dying.
I mean, after they kill, like, everyone on that island, obviously. Yeah. I mean, you gotta, like, kill them first and cut down all their sacred trees.
I'm busy with my thing. I'll come for you later.
It's terrible. There's just so many people that you have to kill.
Yeah.
And he's like, now I gotta kill these benches. It's
come
fine.
Come on,
it's
dude.
It's fine.
I left for 10 minutes.
There's gonna be so many punitive damages. He's, like, excited almost, I bet. He's like, I'm gonna have to crucify so many people.
It's gonna be delicious.
They're gonna make me king of this stupid island, even though I'm already governor.
No one cares.
But he sees the forces and realizes he has no freaking shot at taking them out. He's like,
there's a million of them, and they're terrifying.
Oh, this is really bad.
Because they've got people's, like, guts in their mouth because they're ripping them out with their teeth.
You said it was a little barbarian rebellion. I thought it was going to be, like, 30 people.
This is, like, 100,000 people.
This is 100,000 really angry people, and we have, like, no... I have 5,000 dudes, and we've been marching for the whole time. So he gets to London first. He's like, you got to evacuate. You got to evacuate, like, right now.
Yeah.
And go with us. Which they're like, I mean, maybe, hopefully, like, they went.
They're like, please, please let us leave.
I imagine it's like a hurricane. Like, some of them are like, it's fine. We've seen worse. All right.
For you listeners who aren't from America.
Yeah.
When the people on the southeast of America get told to evacuate for hurricanes, lots of people don't.
Yeah.
They're like, it's okay. And you're like, it's not.
We've seen this for every year since I've been a baby.
Yep.
And I've lived through all of them, so this one
won't hurt me.
Definitely won't kill me.
It's very stupid.
No, it's...
If your local government tells you to evacuate, you probably should do it.
Maybe you should, like, evacuate.
Yeah.
Mm.
If they told me to evacuate from here, I'd be like, sounds good.
Sounds good.
Gotta go.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Head out.
Yeah, please. Mm-hmm. They were like, tsunami's coming. I'd be like, bye.
Bye. Let's go have a mountain play date. It'll be no problem.
And tsunamis don't even come that far onto the, you know, land.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like hurricanes.
Like hurricanes.
But anyway.
Anyway.
I just think probably if in other countries they have a hurricane warning, they probably just leave.
Right. You should probably just let go.
Yeah.
If you can.
Don't be prideful about your dumb house.
Right. It's like a stupid, like, 15-year-old house at best. It's London.
Go.
In the year 60. It's not that great.
Get out.
Just go. Like, what?
Why do you have a weird attachment to this place?
It's terrible. You weirdo. It's terrible. Everything's expensive here. It's
go
London.
Home to Rome.
So that's before Boudica gets there, but she does. She takes London, St. Albans that we talked about.
Yep.
She kind of almost obliterates the famous Ninth Legion, which is like the one that disappeared, quote unquote, like the lost legion of Rome.
Creepy.
It hasn't disappeared yet. I think it is gone like by the hundreds.
It's like a Roanoke, but for this group of soldiers.
Yeah. Hmm. I think we have evidence that they survived this with just their cavalry.
Right.
She like almost wipes them out though.
Yeah.
But the Ninth, it's the same one. Rosemary Sutcliffe wrote a novel, The Eagle of the Ninth, in like the '50s. And then they made a movie of it with Channing Tatum and Jamie Bell. Which sounds like a movie that doesn't exist.
I haven't seen it, and I watch all the Jamie Bell movies.
We should watch it because it is highly gay.
Oh, we need to watch it desperately
it's
now.
It's so gay.
I think I remember that it was coming out, but I forgot about it.
I recommend it regardless of just wild historical inaccuracies.
I mean, we have to watch it now for our situation.
We have to watch it for secret projects.
Yeah.
But at some point, the movie just becomes like two hot boys lost in Scotland, staring at each other longingly. I'm like, I'm always for that.
I'm down.
And it's like Channing Tatum in a historical movie. You're like, what are you doing?
He doesn't look like he can be from any other time period.
What are you doing?
It's fake.
You're a professional, like, dancer.
Why are you here?
You're Magic Mike.
Yeah. This isn't where you belong.
What are you doing? But it's great. You should watch it if you haven't watched it, listeners. Anyway, that Ninth Legion was at Camulodunum, mm-hmm, when most and like all the foot soldiers just die. A legion is 5,000 people, and she kills most of them.
That's a lot.
It takes like 3 Roman legions to take her down. And even that's like, I mean, it was iffy.
Yeah. And those are like trained soldiers.
Those are professional soldiers.
Yeah, and from Rome.
From Rome.
Who's, like, the king of the world right now, at least in Europe.
Yeah, and she has, you know, in her defense, most of them are not trained soldiers in any sense.
In her team.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
In her huge band. They're, like, farmers.
They're just randos.
Yeah, like, farmers and wives and crap.
Yeah, it's like a militia.
It's just, like, a really angry mob. That's dedicated to murdering you.
Whereas Roman people have, like, resources and tactics.
Right. Laws about how many years you're supposed to do this before you retire. Anyway, after evacuating London, the story goes that Paulinus retreats north, chased by 100 or so thousand very angry locals who want to murder him.
Mm-hmm.
He gathers up, like, every Roman he comes across. He's like, they're going to kill you, so you should, like, come out of retirement for a couple days so you don't die.
Good plan.
So he starts with, you know, like, 5,000-ish because he has a legion with him.
Right.
And he gets it up to, like, 10,000, which isn't great, but it's something. Dio, Cassius Dio, claims the Britons are at, like, 230,000 people at this point. So they like, doubled their numbers, mm-hmm, like, you know, from 100-something.
Right.
But remember, the Romans have a reason to, like, inflate.
Yes.
The victory. So, like, who knows?
Right.
That's, like, a lot of people. And, you know, just who knows? Who knows?
Questionable.
So Paulinus knows he can't just retreat forever.
Eventually you run out of land.
You run out of space. Island, and people up north are going to want to kill you too.
Yeah.
You know, just on principle.
You're annoying.
And
you just beat them up.
You just beat them up. It's like, I don't know.
They're not happy about you either.
It's just going to be like Picts and, you know, early Scots people, and they're just going to be like, oh, welcome back.
They're going to be like, hi, and then stab you with a pitchfork.
Ah, we've been waiting for you.
Thank goodness you've arrived again.
Ah, wonderful. So he goes back south a bit to meet up with other people, and they find a place to make their last stand. And they do end up winning. They, like, find a kind of heavily wooded place, so there's a choke point. Mm-hmm. Boudicca's forces have, like, a line of wagons in the back. One source is like, so the Romans won't get through, but it's like, who knows why. But eventually they get, like, trapped in front of their own wagons. So they're kind of, like, encircled and they can't really maneuver. So it's not good for them.
Nope.
Some Britons survived and ran, and the Romans did not hold back from slaughtering everyone. So everyone who was in there, including, like, the women and the kids and, like, the families of the people involved, they all died, too.
Great.
So everyone's getting dead.
Extermination station.
Tacitus tells us that 80,000 British died. With only 400 Romans dead and, like, another 400-ish wounded, which I don't really believe.
No.
That seems much too low.
No.
And I've seen the 80,000 number before. I think that might be, it might be in that battle, but that's also, like, 80,000 is about, like, how many people total Boudicca has been killing through the cities.
Okay.
That's, like, it's just a lot of people dead.
Just, like, a lot of people are, like, being murdered. You know, whatever.
But the Romans immediately send for, like, an extra 6,000 men to shore up their forces, like, as soon as they can. So that might give you an idea as to, like, how many people they've lost.
Yeah. They need the reinforcement backup.
Yeah. And no matter, like, how many people, like, the army lost, it doesn't stop the matter that their hold on Britannia is, like, shook.
Yeah.
They're a little scared. They're like, oh, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Oh.
That was pretty bad.
Kitty's got claws.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Boudicca dies shortly thereafter. And we don't know how. Some people say she poisoned herself. Some people say she just got ill and, like, the Britons gave her a lavish funeral.
She's sick, yo.
She ill.
She illin'.
But following the rebellion, Paulinus, Seneca, and pretty much any Roman politician stationed there was recalled to Rome, stripped of their position, and prevented from taking any more punitive actions.
Bye.
They're like, you hecked that one up pretty good, my friend.
You fired.
And they sent people who would treat the Britons better and, like, come to a more peaceful conclusion to the whole thing.
Well, that's nice.
That's nice. Nero was especially shook. He's like, we should just leave the whole thing because that's, like, scary.
That's what Napoleon would do. Just leave.
We should go.
It's bad here.
I didn't know you hated us that much. That's, like, a lot.
Whoa.
That's, like, a lot.
Whoa.
Oh, no. One source said that the Boudicca's forces were so intent on killing all the Romans, they didn't even plan to harvest that spring.
Wow. Like, they weren't even going to get food.
No.
They were like, this is what we have to do. Everything. This is, like, at all costs.
Yeah.
We'll starve to death instead of not kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
So, they meant it.
Yeah.
If the, like, total, like, scorched earth policy of murder didn't convince you, it's like, they didn't even plan to, like, get through the winter. They're like, we'll eat the Romans' food or we'll be dead.
Or we'll die.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's some intense commitment.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, gosh, you guys are badass.
Pretty freaking
holy
dope.
Balls. And I'm pretty sure Nero dies before he can be like, let's pull out. So they're, you know, Rome stay in Britain for, you know, a while. Boudicca was refound in the early modern era when people around the Elizabethan age are like, refinding Tacitus and
during the Renaissance
and later there she saw some popular under Queen Elizabeth and then was suddenly kind of ignored in the Jacobean era and then it's like it's weird, it's like some people really like her and other people don't.
It's weird that, like, when you have another powerful female ruler, she's cool, and then when she goes away, all of a sudden
you just, like, don't really care,
whatever,
it doesn't fit, like, the national narrative, I guess.
Yeah, so.
But, of course, Boudica becomes legendary under Queen Victoria.
Of course she does.
Of course.
Because we got a new bae in town.
Got a new bae.
And they have the same name.
You may see a pattern. The Romantics love Boudica.
Yeah.
She's like the perfect tragic Byronic hero.
Oh, 100%.
And a rare female example. You don't see them often.
Very true.
And Victoria's when Boudica really goes off. Lord Tennyson wrote a poem. They like name a few ships after her. Statues everywhere.
Sweet.
God, it's still a little weird. It is a little weird. It's maybe not weird at first, but like, you're the empire now.
Yeah. Right. You're the big bad guy now.
You're the empire.
And you're like, yeah, rebellion. And you're like, what?
Yeah, anti-imperialism. It's like, So you have like this anti-imperial.
But we're keeping India.
Not getting rid of, or the Falkland Islands. But there's this, homegrown anti-imperial crusader who's like, get the empire out. I don't want... And she's held up, unironically, as a national hero by an empire bigger than Rome ever dreamed of in the city that she burned down.
Ooh, you can taste the irony.
You can taste... Not a lot of... critical self-reflection in the Victorian era.
You can eat it with a spoon.
You could eat it with, like, one of those little dessert spoons.
Ooh.
Ooh, sweet and salty.
Yeah, and savory somehow.
Somehow savory.
At the same time. Is there meat in this?
Delicious.
As is in all British snacks.
Yeah. All British desserts are secretly meat.
In it?
As a side note, if you ever watch a YouTube video on Boudica, don't read the comments.
Oh, no.
I mean, just like, as a general internet rule, never read the comments.
Yeah.
Obviously.
If you want to have a happy life.
But I read one, and then I couldn't stop. I was so morbidly fascinated.
Oh, of course.
And there was just so much, like, gender aggression and imperialist, like, apologists. I'm like, are all these ghostwritten by Romans?
Probably.
Why are you so mad?
It's very strange. People about history get weirdly intense about stupid stuff.
They're like, take that, feminist.
And you're like, what?
What are you talking
why
about?
Why are you mad she died?
What?
2,000 years ago.
They're like, this is why you don't let ladies run an army. It's like, that's what you took from this? What is happening?
Cool.
I think a bunch of Romans time traveled, and the first thing they did after learning English was get on the internet and leave these comments.
It's weird how time doesn't change the world.
It does not.
It's all the same.
It's all like the same people.
Yeah.
But that's Boudica.
Right. Like, if you ever think, like, if you ever can't empathize with people, you know, just be like, oh, those old Romans are internet troll who are against feminists.
Ooh.
They're the same people.
Right, like
just back in time.
People in the, you know, people in 62 CE are like reading Tacitus' work and they're like, oh, that bench.
Yeah. She sucks and I hate her.
That's what you get.
Yeah, you get destroyed.
I hope she was crucified.
We don't know, but I'm gonna believe she was crucified.
I'm pretty sure that's a real comment I saw. I'm like, what's your skin in the game?
Yeah.
What?
Why are you so upset about this?
Why are you... You don't need to defend Rome.
Don't you
ever.
Don't you have a life?
Don't you have
personal things to worry about?
It's so bad. Don't read the comments on history things.
Don't do it.
At least not military ones. People get really up about military.
Yeah. People are crazy about military.
People are...
It's like every single time I would say that I was a historian to people, or I was getting my degree in history.
Yeah.
People, first of all, always want to talk to me about American history. And I'm like, I don't care.
No.
And then I'd be like, actually, I did European history. And then they don't want to talk to me anymore. But specifically, they always wanted to talk to me about the Civil War.
Oh, my gosh.
And like, they're like, what's your favorite battle in the Civil War? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know any battles off the top of my head. I only
know Gettysburg.
Yeah, that's true. That was one of them. But I get confused with the battles from the Revolutionary War because I don't care about it at all.
Yeah, it's... Oh my gosh.
I was about to say I don't care about like war history at all, but I do really like the Napoleonic Wars, so yeah. I guess I kind of do.
Of course.
But only because I like Napoleon. Like, yeah. He's the only reason those wars are interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. And right. Like, it's not the war, it's the people.
Right, and like World War II is interesting, but it's just interesting because it's like everyone's involved. It's mm-hmm. like the whole world.
Right.
But like, besides that, it's not.
But that's Boudica.
She's great.
I told you, she's a gajillion feet tall and beautiful. She's a giant woman who ain't got time for you.
I love that she literally left her mark on the earth.
Like, that is so cool.
It's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
I have to read. There's Alan Moore did... he has different works besides Watchmen and V for Vendetta.
No, he doesn't.
It's just weird. But he did
one. Yeah, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Right, exactly. Right, of course. League of Extraordinary. But he did one about Jack the Ripper.
Cool.
And apparently in that there's this quote. It's called From Hell is the work.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I haven't read it.
When in London next, take a trip to the London Museum and have a look at the striped piece of rock that represents a geological section of the ground beneath the city. Running through it is a stripe of blackness and half inch thick, this being the result of Boudica's burning rage. In my experience, when men get cross, they may at worst leave a dent in the side of a fridge. Heed and take note.
Awesome.
Amazing.
I love him. He's so crazy.
He's crazy.
And great.
He's a bit weird.
He's a little crazy, but I love him.
Yeah, she got stuff done.
She did. And she's so cool.
No, but like, that's kind of the dream, right? Leaving your mark in the geological record.
Right. Like, there's a thing, you know, like being written about in history is cool, and like people remembering you and doing podcasts about you is cool. Mm-hmm. But like,
she's permanent.
Yeah. The earth, like Mother Earth cannot forget what you have done. Mm-hmm. Like, that's amazing.
She's like the asteroid that killed the dinosaurs.
Yeah. Seriously.
It's like, forever.
Except for we don't know where that is, and we do know where her stripe is.
I mean, it's off the coast of Mexico.
Oh, dude. Oh.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I mean, if that's what indeed
if
killed
the
dinosaurs.
The one. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a weird thing. It's almost like political in a way. Like, people are like, it wasn't the meteor.
Right.
But if it was the meteor, it was that one.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, that's the big one. It's so big that...
How big is it?
Like, you can only see half of the, only half of the crater is even on land, and, like, half is in the ocean.
That's cool.
But, like, the one that is on the land is, like, most of the Yucatan Peninsula.
Nice.
It's like, oh, that was, like, a big one, huh?
Oh, it's that like would hurt a lot.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Possibly destroy everything.
Mm, yeah, that might do it. Anyway.
Anyway.
Boudica.
Thanks for listening. Thank you, Laura, for your email and... the suggestion about your dog.
Should we mention the last email we got from Tim?
Yes.
Did Tim also mention Boudica? I feel like someone else did.
I know someone else did, and I tried to look for it and search for it. I couldn't find it.
Oh, my gosh. We're so bad at this. We keep losing you.
We're trying. I'm sorry.
Anyway, we've had a couple people ask for Boudica.
Oh, we hit someone on the Facebook page. Hold on.
Ah, on the Facebook page. Let's get him.
It's so hard when it's on the Facebook.
I know. It's hard to keep track.
If you haven't noticed, we're not good at Facebook.
No. When you guys send an email, we have like a searchable, easily searchable record, which is very handy.
But that doesn't mean don't comment on Facebook.
Yeah. We do want to definitely comment on Facebook. It's a little harder to find you as well.
We just need to be better.
Yeah.
Danny also suggested Boudica.
Yes.
On our Facebook page.
Amazing. This goes out to you guys. You guys know.
Danny, Laura, you're awesome. Thanks for listening. And thanks everyone else for listening. If you want us to talk about something specific, you should email us at hystericalhistorypodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can leave a review for us on Stitcher or iTunes, and we would really appreciate it. And mm-hmm. And if you send us a suggestion, we'll move your name to the top of the list.
To the top.
And we'll talk about you so much in that episode, you're going to get annoyed. Gosh.
Just like we talked about that cute puppy.
Yep.
Boudica, the
aww,
baby.
Aw, baby Boudica.
Aw, baby Boudica.
Aw.
Aw, boo-boo.
Anyway, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.